I tried something this weekend that one of those things that I probably should have done first tried at a younger age. And so I'm feeling some of the soreness of it this morning. And I will try it again. But it wasn't, not that I thought it was going to be easy to do, but it was a lot more difficult and strenuous than I thought it would be. I had never gone to one of these climbing gyms before, and
I kind of figured that was what it would be.
I'd always been curious about doing it, and Cameron and I were, a couple years ago, we went into the one in Bellingham, and we were going to do it, but it was packed out. You couldn't get to the wall, you know, there just was no room. So we stood there and we kind of watched.
That's when you climb over people. To get to the wall.
And so we said, all right, well, we'll come back here someday. Well, the pandemic hit shortly thereafter, and that was the end of that. And then he left town. Well,
it's hard to wipe down all the handholds on the wall when, you know, for COVID.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I did have to, climb with a mask Saturday when I did this, and I didn't think that was going to be that big a deal. Again, I was probably huffing and puffing more than the average person was doing this thing. So they got different walls and different ones you could do that are kind of like for beginners and then to more experienced people. And the more experienced ones are when you kind of like start out underneath the wall and you're upside down pretty much. Those I didn't even bother with. That wasn't going to be anything that I was going to be doing. So I stayed mostly with the beginners things, you know, and then the intermediate ones, and would climb to the top. I didn't feel comfortable enough standing up on the top and roaming around on the top of the walls.
How high was it?
I don't know. It was
35 feet, 40 feet?
No. It wasn't that tall.
Are there pads at the bottom? Is it padded? If you were to fall off, you would land in some gymnastic pads.
It's like a bouncy. it's like a cushiony bouncy pad.
It bounces you right back to where you were.
Yeah, it's kind of like that. I don't know how tall it was. Maybe 20 feet. Maybe I could be exaggerating even in saying that. I'm not sure. And looking at the pictures, I can't even tell you how tall it was. I mean,
can you only go as fast as the person above you, or do you have to wait for a line to clear, then you kind of like, okay, that's my line.
Yeah, no, you don't go. You don't climb if there's someone above you. That's the etiquette there is you don't do that.
You're way too close.
Yeah, no. You go
get out of there.
You go to another wall. You you climb on that. But your arms, the sore, and it didn't hit me yesterday. My climbing partner asked me yesterday, how are you feeling? And I was like, I'm really not sore. I'm really not feeling anything. And it is one of those things where it's 2 days later when you feel it. And it's more a fatigue than anything else. But you realize how strong a climber's hands have to be. Arms and hands and fingers have to be to grip that stuff.
Do you chalk up and stuff? And
there is chalk. There's chalk. I didn't have gloves. Maybe I should have had gloves. Those gloves that Odell Beckham Jr. had, all the wide receivers have. That next time I go, maybe I should have that kind of thing. But I did climb to the top, to a few of the tops of the walls. You can stand up on the top of the wall and walk around on top of the wall, and I didn't do that. I went up to the top enough to look up at the top of it just to see that I made it. And that was it.
I've never been to one, but if you get to the top, do you have to go back down the front face of the wall, or is there like a staircase where you go down the backside?
No, you got to. Yeah. You're climbing down. Yeah, that would have been nice. That would have been nice.
See, that part's weird. Going up, I can do, but looking, trying to go down where you're looking, that seems weirder
to
me.
That was my fear of being on, of actually walking around on the top of the wall. I figured if I climbed to the top, which I did, you know, and look out, I made it to the top to the last grip, so that's good enough. If I get to the top of that wall and I start walking around, then I think I'm gonna get intimidated coming back down, you know, like.
Yes.
So I didn't need that kind of thing, but it was fun to do, and I would do it again for sure.
What does a place charge you for something like that?
You know,
I mean, like by the hour.
My friend,
by...
she has like a card, uh-huh. So and so we didn't pay for that, or I didn't pay for that. But their shoe, you know, you get shoes. You got to rent the shoes if you don't have your own climbing shoes. I think those are like $4 for the
so like bowling shoes. You got to rent your own damn shoes.
Yeah, well, you have. Yeah, you can't.
Can you have your own shoes?
I guess you can have your own shoes. Yes, but I don't have climbing shoes. So you wear their shoes, and then the problem is that like bowling shoes, like sometimes they don't have your size is taken. So my size, I was in too small size the whole time. So my feet were, my feet were uncomfortable, and my hands were uncomfortable. But it was a cool thing to do, and that was one of those things where, man, I wish they had that when my boys were younger. They didn't have these kinds of, they didn't have climbing walls when my boys were kids. They would have dug that. But, yeah, I was the whole time I was panicking, like, what if I get up so high that I need to call and I'm afraid to, like you were talking about, to come down. You freeze and you come down. Is there a guy? Is there a service? Does somebody, is there a cherry picker that then comes up to the
down,
wall?
A cherry picker off the wall.
Comes up to the wall and then they, or a ladder that they bring and that they, you know, there's got to be something like that for someone like me.
I'm sure there's probably the next guy in line. He's like, come on, old man.
Yeah.